Okay, good. Okay, we are up to Simon Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. We're up to Seif Beis. What we discussed yesterday was the introduction to this ever so important halacha of Tzurchach Nefesh. What we discussed yesterday, especially Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Aleph, that there is a het of Oichel Nefesh. When somebody wants to do a melacha for Oichel Nefesh purpose on Yom Tov, this is permitted. Jonathan, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
Oh,
fine.
Good. So Oichel Nefesh purpose is permitted. We have learned, however, there is a precondition to that. And whilst generally speaking, Oichel Nefesh is a heter, a generic heter. You may cook, you may do melachas, you may burn, you may make a fire, you may do all the melachas. If it's for eating purposes, Oichel Nefesh, there is a precondition, and the precondition is that you've got to make sure that it's shovel and chonefesh, it must be equal for everybody. Therefore, we saw some controversy with regards to the hat of making a fireplace. So making a fireplace is also considered oichel nefesh, because people, not for cooking, for heat, for warmth. If people are using the fireplace, that would be in principle called considered oichel nefesh. However, that's fine if it's freezing cold and everybody's freezing cold and everybody's really shivering, then yes, you're not to make a fireplace. However, if it is kind of Sukkot, Pesach kind of climate, which is not particularly cold, not particularly freezing, then there is, and it's just for some people, it is for some people, it isn't. Some people would rather have a bit of heating, but the majority of people are fine like this. You may not make a fire because the head of Oichel Nefesh only applies if it's Shoveh Lechol Nefesh. If it's equal for everyone. If it's a minority of people that would enjoy this, then it doesn't apply. Shoveh Lechol Nefesh must include everybody. Right, having said this ever so important Yesoid, which by the way, when it comes to food, it's not really relevant. Why is it not relevant when it comes to cooking and baking? Yeah, it's always going to be Shoveh Lechol Nefesh. Because everyone likes hot food, everybody likes it baked, everybody likes it hot and nice. So there, it may apply in principle, but it doesn't apply in practice. But warming up the place, that would be a practical application. Now, Seif Beis speaks about another very important application of this rule. Seif Beis is as follows. What about washing yourself? So are you now to warm up the water to wash yourself on Yom Tov? Now, there is a separate exam. I'm just going to make that disclaimer straight away so we don't get confused. There is a, later on, there's another topic, which is the topic of Gzeiras Mechatz. Are you allowed, there's an Issa de Rabbonim perhaps, of washing yourself on Shabbos and Yom Tov? We know we don't normally have a shower or a bath on Shabbos and Yom Tov. For a separate exam, which we will address in Mitzvah Hashem shortly, but not now. Here, the discussion is something before that. And that's, can I heat up the water for the purpose of rechitza, if you want to wash yourself? Say you want to wash your hands with hot water. Okay, so forget a tap for a moment, but you want to just, you know, heat up water, and that's the hot water you're going to be used for washing your hands. You're allowed to do that. What if you want to have a hot bath? 3 days Yom Tov. You want to have a bath. Okay, so what you do is you heat up the water, which that is going to be used for the bath later. Is that okay or not? Heating up water is fine if I need it for cooking. If I need it for my pasta, I'm allowed to heat up the water. If I need a tea, I can heat up the water. Can I heat up the water for washing myself? This is the shayla over here. And the halacha is interesting. The halacha is as follows. Mutar lahochin b'yom tov mayim lirchutz yodav. Yes, you may. Yes, you may. You may wash yourself. You may, excuse me. You may warm up, heat up the water, mayim water, lichotz, to wash yourself, but not the entire body. Rather, yodov, his hands. Aval, but, lo kol gufoy, not his entire body. Ve'afilun even, ein reichtze bevas achas. Even if you're not washing yourself, the whole body simultaneously. So, if you want to just heat up the water to wash your hands, that's fine. But if you are heating up water to have a full body bath, then that would be an issa. So distinguishing between parts of your body and your entire body. No, at this point we are addressing the shiloh of heating up the water.
So if you had heated it up before?
Absolutely, as far as we are concerned now, if there is preheated water and it's kept warm or hot, for this what we are addressing now won't be a shiloh yet. There is going to be a separate, we're going to see soon that there's going to be a separate issa or restriction, which is gzeiras mechatz, which will address potential problems with what you're mentioning. But as far as this is what we are concerned over here, yes, absolutely. In fact, says the Ramah, so quite a similar application to what you are suggesting. If a person has got a baby, and babies are more vulnerable to, their skin is more vulnerable to, how should we call it? Their skin is more delicate, and the baby's skin is more... How should we say? Baby's skin is more delicate and more
sensitive.
That's it. It's more sensitive. So a baby, if he needs to be washed, you are allowed to wash a baby. And you can ask, in fact, says the Ramah, you can ask a goy to heat up the water for washing a baby. Even if the baby is not ill. Even if the baby is not on the particular... pain or agony. You just want him to, you're not to ask the goy to do that. But if you just want, generally, you want to have, you want to ask the goy to stam, heat up the water for his own benefit, that for stam, not echal nefesh, you won't be allowed to. But to ask a goy to heat up the water for the baby, that's okay. Addressing the initial point, the point of the of washing. What is the difference between heating up water for hands, washing hands, and heating up water for washing one's entire body? What's the difference?
The amount of water.
So are you saying that what? So you see, it's the amount of water. So what would be the halacha according to you if there's a lot of people who want to wash their hands with hot water? The quantity will be increased. So according to you, it would be a problem.
If it's recognizable that it's for hands,
then it should be fine. Maybe. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, and say if cotton. So if cotton ches. Mot mayim, water, afshen ruin lishtia, even if water is not drinkable. So it doesn't make a difference in terms of the issa of heating up water. It doesn't make a difference if the water is drinkable or not drinkable. Here in this instance, you're allowed to heat up the water for washing hands. It doesn't make a difference the fact that you can't drink the water. Rak lechitza, afshen ruin lishtia, rak lechitza. Sifkot and Tess explains yod of your hands, v'uad in pon of raglov, similar also your face and your feet. So it's not specifically a heter with regards to your hands. In fact, if you want to just heat up water to wash your feet or your face, for that matter, that would be permitted too. Terchitzas pon of yod of raglov u'dov ashov lechon nefesh. And here comes the point. Terchitzas pon of yod of raglov u'dov lechon nefesh. It is shov lechon nefesh. It's equally enjoyed and benefit. It's something which everybody does. Everybody will wash his hands with hot water daily or nearly daily. So therefore, when it comes to washing your hands or your face or your feet, it's considered shav lechol nefesh. Therefore, the het of lechol nefesh applies. It's something which everybody does. It's globally accepted.
I think 100 years on.
Oh, very good. I want to speak about that. I just finished Mishnah. I want to go there. Says the Mishnah and Sifkot Nyud, Aval Kol Gufay, but when it comes to his entire body, it's also perish. Lehochem, Maim Kidechitzes Kol Gufay, if you want to heat up water for washing your entire body, Techitzes Kol Gufay, Hudovashe Ain Shovel Chonefesh, to wash your entire body, not something which is commonly, nobody washes his entire body frequently. Herakle Munogim, only to, as you call Munogim, delicate people, spoiled people, harigilim bezeh, who are used to that.
We're
Okay, very good. So what we are learning now over here is the concept that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is making a clear distinction. Heating up water for body parts is fine, because everybody washes his feet, his face, or his hands daily, and that's why you're allowed to heat up the water for that. That's considered Shavu Lecha Nefesh. However, the entire body is something which is rare. People don't do that so much, says Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, it's not considered Lecha Nefesh. Therefore, it's also to heat up water for having a full body shower. So, says Rav Yossel, the question which is addressed in many poskim. You say that nowadays, everybody has got a shower daily. So, it should be surely Shavu Lecha Nefesh. Now, this shows us a bit of the way society has changed, and perhaps the way, not just society, but urban life has changed. Exactly. So the first time this is brought down in the poskim, believe it or not, I didn't see it before in Moshe Feinstein addressing this point, which was in the 1950s. So it tells us a little bit about urban lifestyle in the generations before that. People just didn't have daily showers. They would wash water and plumbing, and it's all that. It's far more easy and common. And before that, so said Moshe Feinstein, nowadays people have got showers every day. So surely it should be Shavu Lecha Nefesh. If showering every day is Shavu Lecha Nefesh, what would that mean? Halacha L'maaseh? That what? That Kol Guf would be permitted, and therefore you can heat up water for having a full body shower as opposed to just heating up water for your hands, feet, or face. L'maaseh, interestingly, Moshe is machmir, and so do Rav Poskim. It's hard for me to understand it exactly where it comes from. It's interesting, the consensus of the poskim is to remain stringent. I do appreciate that it's hard to argue with explicit words in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch comes explicitly to distinguish between face and full body, between feet and full body. So I understand it's hard to be lenient against the words of Shulchan Aruch, which is explicitly that Kol Gufo is also. Nevertheless, I would have understood if poskim are a bit more lenient. L'maaseh, the poskim are machmir, and halacha l'maaseh, people they consider it still not considered Shavu Lecha Nefesh, and l'maaseh it remains also to heat up water for shower. Tell you what nafkamina is. Nafkamina is a very great nafkamina, because if again, the Gidin is right, and we're going to speak about the Gzeiras Mechatz later, but in terms of heating up water, that would mean, just to be clear, it would perhaps mean that you could really have a shower on Yom Tov. And then what would happen if you have a shower? Why can you not use hot water on Yom Tov?
Why can you not?
Yeah, hot water on Yom Tov from the tap, from the shower.
You can. Why can't you?
So I'm saying for a shower now.
Well, unless it's got a pump or something.
As long as you've got a normal, why can't you on Yom Tov?
Because what happens is that by opening up the tap, what happens is that you are, there's hot water coming out. That enables, whichever the system is, I'm not such an expert and they keep changing, what inevitably what's going to happen is there's cold water which is going to enter your...
That's okay.
But that's going to be heated up for what?
Washing up dishes?
Perhaps. But I suppose the one upstairs is not going to be the one... which is going to be for the washing up the dishes, and it's more likely the one which is connected to your shower. That's more likely to be the one that you're going to be used for shower. Never mind the fact that it might not be on Yom Tov, but you're only going to use it after Yom Tov. But the actual fact that you are heating up water for chitzes kol gufoi remains awesome. So there's another point as well which I'm not going to fail to mention, because it's really important. There's another element as well, that what we are addressing over here is really, which Issa are we talking about really? If you dig further, what Issa is it? What Malacha are we addressing over here? Bishul. It's Bishul, you're right, it's Bishul. But in the case of, in the case of Shulchan Aruch, there's Bishul as well, you're right. Putting water on the fire. What else? Lighting a fire, absolutely. Yeah, so anyway, now there is another, nowadays, just to be very clear, this will not include the discussion of electricity. Electricity itself is another issa of molid eish. There's an additional issa. But any electrical appliance, you're actually doing another issa as well. Perhaps burning a kohen chazanish, which we're not addressing now as well. So here we're just talking about very specifically the making of the kindling of the fire, or perhaps pushla as you're mentioning. There's another potential issurim which is regards to electricity, which is not necessarily over here. There could be separate issurim, other than ISO, or more likely the rabbanon with regards to electricity. Okay, so that's with regards to, just I think that I don't exactly understand why showers nowadays, why we don't look at it as shavu lechol nefesh, but the mice of the poskim are machmir. Yeah. In principle, yeah, it would, but in this instance of a year, we don't say that.
Yeah.
Well, more on that in the next, I suppose next year, and on page 256, we'll learn the next part of this halacha.
Preheated water
would be the same shaila. Yeah. Now. The Ramah, I was just going to finish off with the last few words of the Ramah before he goes to Chametz Tveis. It says, "Havel kshetzorich lohem levashel o leadiach hozmut el harbos bishviloi." Now, this is another concept which is widely used as well. If, let's say, I need water for a permitted purpose, such as cooking. Okay, I want to cook. What do I want to cook on Yom Tov? With water. What do I want to cook?
It's tea.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I want to make just tea, yeah? So I'm allowed to take a saucepan, and I put water, and I put it on the thing, and I cook water. And I boil the water, because I want a tea. Am I allowed, if I know that I'm going to need water, say for, I'm allowed to, let's say I want water for something which is not a permitted purpose, such as, I need water for
extinguishing fire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I need water, yeah, for something which I don't really need. Say I want to have a full body bath or whatever, something which I'm not allowed to eat. Can I add water now to this pot which is making water for my tea? So in other words, I only need 1 liter for my tea. Can I add an additional liter of water for not permitted purpose? Before I put the pot on the fire.
Probably not, because you can't use it. We say, is it recognizable by
other
people?
No. If you do 1 or 2 liters, I don't know if it's recognizable. I doubt it. Let's say it's not recognizable. So the Ramah is teaching us over here, it's called Ribui B'Shiurin, additional to measure, and that's fine. As long as the prime purpose is a permitted purpose, I can add for non-permitted purpose. More on that at a different time, Yetzer Hashem. Just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about Shavu Lechol Nefesh being a prerequisite for the head of Echol Nefesh. We did chazar of the concept of the fireplace and the application of the Ramah, who says that it's not considered Shavu Lechol Nefesh, therefore also. We then spoke about washing oneself, and we learned that heating up water for hygiene, for cleanliness. So if it's just for your hands, your face, or your feet, that's permitted, because that is shovel chol nefesh, that's a common use of water. However, if it's your entire body, that's also, because that's not shovel chol nefesh, only very spoiled people would have full body wash on Yom Tov. Furthermore, we learned that a baby, however, for a baby allowed to ask a goat to heat up water for a baby, because their skins are more delicate. And finally, we learned that, nevertheless, to ask a goy for random, non-baby related matters, just to ask a random goy to do random cooking on Yom Tov would be also. And we also said that Ribui B'Shiurim is permitted, and more on that, Mishem, at a different occasion. I wish you a very pleasant evening.